What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21 with the slew of new features that we're going to be talking about today, or these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, you know, some wish lists maybe, some what if this were added kind of situations, like a backpack, or maybe, I don't know, a red dragon perhaps. If those are kind of things that are interesting to you at all, you think about Minecraft updates or possibilities for future updates, then you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to it on. Maybe drop it a good review if you really like it. And if you really, really enjoy it, then you might pass it along to a friend. Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with. Maybe y'all talk about ideas for Minecraft updates, things like that. Well, maybe they would enjoy it as well. So either way, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get started here with the Q&A segment. But first, I do want to say really quick, there's construction stuff right out my window. So if you hear scraping and beeping and engine revving, just ignore it. I got to get this recorded right now, and I don't have a better place or time to do it, so we'll just have to sort of, hopefully they won't drag out any jackhammers or anything too loud. Right now, they're just doing some pavement stuff, and I think that'll be okay. But let's get into the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment is when I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your thoughts and opinions about all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys for suggestions on how Minecraft could teach new players how to duplicate a lathe. When I asked this question, I was surprised to see how many people didn't even realize you could do this. So a lathe are a mob in the game, as we all know. You can rescue them from pillager outposts or woodland mansions. If you give them an item, they'll follow you around, but they will also pick up that item off of the ground. If they come across an item off on the ground that matches the one that they're holding, they'll pick that up and give it to you, or they will drop it at a note block that you've assigned them to. They're actually quite a cool and interesting mob, and for many people who know how to use them, they can be quite useful. But apparently, a lot of players don't even know that once you have an allay, you can duplicate the allay. The way you do this, now I should have put this in my notes because I'm not exactly sure exactly how you do this, but I think you give them an amethyst shard and you play music and it will then split into two, and then you give the other one an amethyst shard and that will split into two. So you can actually, you know, duplicate them in quite a fast way and get a lot of allays fairly quickly. But a lot of people didn't even know that you could do this. And this is an issue, I believe, with Minecraft's game development. There's so many features in the game that are just hidden, and there is no way that you would be able to know that you could do this without someone in the community telling you. The game never gives you any hint as to this is something that you can do. It just relies on the pure luck of you stumbling across this feature, and I don't like that. I don't think that that's good game development. However, I wanted to hear what you guys had to say. So James said that amethyst shards in a chest or item frames could be found next to cages or jail cells the allays are trapped in. And this is similar to how we see things in the igloo. So if you go to an igloo and it has one of those, it has a chance for this chamber to be generated underneath an igloo structure, you go down in there and you can see a zombified villager and you can see a normal villager, and basically with clues and context information around you in this chamber, you can kind of piece the puzzle together and figure out how to cure zombie villagers. So very similar to that, and I like that idea a lot. I think that maybe we could find a secret chamber in maybe the evokers are studying allays to better understand them and maybe mutate them into vexes or something like that. And maybe you can find you know, hints in a secret room in the woodland mansion that the evoker is in, and you could see, oh, well, the evoker is studying, and here's all these little hints and clues and context information on how to duplicate the allay. I think that that would be really cool. Miles suggests that when an Alea is near a shard, it turns blue, hinting that there's a connection between the shard and the Alea. I actually like this a lot because amethyst shards and Aleas, actually, both of them have something to do with the idea of sound and sound waves and vibrations in the lore of the game. And so this could almost be they are resonating with each other somehow, and the shard is going to sort of react to the presence of the Alea. That would be quite interesting. Pro suggests by adding an achievement called Doppelganger and a description of how to achieve it. So I think this is actually a good one as well. This Doppelganger achievement pops up in your achievement tree. You click on it and it says something like duplicate an Alea. And maybe there's a picture in there of an amethyst shard. And just using those clues, you could maybe do some experiments and figure it out. I think that would be pretty sparse as far as clues go, but I do think it would be at least a nudge in the right direction. Energy Turtle says a faint amethyst shard should appear over the Alea's head for 5 to 10 seconds. Now, there's another interesting idea of the Alea maybe thinking about a amethyst shard. Now, we don't really have thought bubbles in Minecraft, but I think that would actually be something that would be good to add to Minecraft to maybe see what villagers are thinking, even other mobs, maybe these more NPC mobs. And I'm actually going to make a mental note of that to talk about in a Wednesday episode when I'm doing the friends and pets update. Maybe that's something that the NPCs should have, is like thought bubbles. But maybe a thought bubble pops up above an Alea's head that has something to do with maybe a jukebox and an amethyst shard. That would be kind of cool. And finally, the Arch Villager suggests that some Alea's and structures could hold amethysts and a music disc, whatever you need to duplicate them. And there's a good idea as well. So maybe this would be a way for us to understand that, hey, not only can these new creatures, maybe you're stumbling across them for the first time, not only can they hold things, which we don't really have a hint that they can hold things, and that's they just require you to stumble across that by accident. But not only can they hold things, but these things are a common that you find them holding amethyst shards and music discs, or amethyst shards and a jukebox. Giving you an idea that there's a theme going on here. Maybe you can play around with those items with the Alea and just see what happens. So anything to really push the player to experiment, I think, would be good. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. A lot of great ideas here. And if you would like yours to be read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and you can interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to Discord. I have a whole channel on my Discord dedicated to this Q&A segment. And you can leave your response to the current Q&A question there. And I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description. It's a great place to take part in conversations about Minecraft, about the podcast, about Minecraft updates, but also to do things like the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a community challenge that I do here on the podcast every week. And of course, you can take part in the challenge over email, but a lot of people really like to do it on the Discord because you could possibly collaborate with someone else or bounce ideas off of someone in the Discord so that you can get your very best idea possible for a chance to win the One Block Challenge. If you need to understand how to take part in the One Block Challenge and all the details thereof, you can go and find those in the description of this episode. Every One Block Challenge has a specific theme, and for this week, the theme is horses. So you can think about a single block that has something to do with horses. I've already got a few good ideas coming in through Discord and emails, so don't be too late to send me your own idea. The deadline for your idea for the One Block Challenge is Wednesday, so that I can collect them all and get them together so that I can have them by my recording on Friday. So go ahead, work on your idea and get it to me by Wednesday, and maybe pop on over to the Discord to work on it with some other fellow listeners. Well, guys, that all being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. We've got a big one to talk about today. Minecraft Snapshot 24W11A came out and took us all by surprise. Leading up to this snapshot, the developers were dropping all of these cryptic hints and clues as to what was coming, and the general consensus after piecing all those clues together was that a new weapon was on its way. And I got really excited when I heard that, because so far, as far as new weapons are concerned, all we had was the Wind Charge. And honestly, the Wind Charge, in my opinion, at the time, that was good enough. Like, the Wind Charge was a really, really cool thing that I could see working in combat situations, but mostly in movement situations. If you're wanting to get across terrain pretty quickly or go up terrain pretty quickly, the Wind Charge was going to be really, really good for that. But then they come out and they say they're adding a new weapon, and of course, I get crazy excited for this. In the past on this podcast, we've talked about new weapons that could come in the game, and I liked the idea, and a lot of you guys in the community liked the idea of a dagger. The dagger would have inhabited a very, very comfortable spot in the combat features of Minecraft, and unfortunately, we did not get the dagger. I almost wish that we had gotten the dagger, but we did not get the dagger. We're going to go over this snapshot piece by piece, including the new weapon, but I'm going to reserve my entire conversation about my thoughts about this new weapon for tomorrow's episode. So if you want to hear my thoughts about the weapon, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode and come back and listen then. We're just going to go over a bird's eye view of this entire snapshot, because it wasn't just a new weapon that was introduced, and I'm going to read it bit by bit and react to it as I go. And yeah, so let's get started here. This is, again, Minecraft Snapshot 24W11A, and it says, "Oh look, a rare case of Snapshot Thursday." This came out Thursday last week. "This week, we're expanding your arsenal with a smashing new weapon, the mace. Use this weapon's special smash attack while leaping from a high place and watch your enemies get knocked back. The longer you fall, the harder you hit, but make sure you time it right. Your fall damage is only negated if you land the blow. Craft this new weapon by combining a breeze rod with the heavy core, a new item you can find by unlocking trial chamber vaults. As usual, we invite you to share your thoughts about this new feature over at the feedback site." And then they give a link to the feedback site. "Alongside this hefty new mob swatter, we're also bringing you new chambers and variations to trial chambers, updated loot tables for vaults, new pottery sherds, armor trims, and banner patterns, as well as the usual slew of bug fixes and polish. Happy macing." So for experimental features, they've added the mace, they've added the breeze rod, the heavy core, 2 new armor trims, 3 new pottery sherds, 2 new banner patterns. They've updated the vault loot table and updated the trial chambers. All right, so there is obviously a lot to talk about here. Again, I'm going to reserve my in-depth conversation about the mace for tomorrow's episode. Let's continue and look at some of these new things that they've added. First of all, we have the heavy core. The heavy core is a mysterious dense block which can be combined with a breeze rod to craft a brand new weapon, the mace. All right, so the heavy core is a very interesting block. It is about the size of a mob head block, if you were to have one of those in the game. It's about that size. In its texture, it kind of reminds me of the lodestone. It's a gray and dark gray block with some squarish geometrical patterns and lines on it. Again, it looks very heavy. It looks very metallic or stone-like, and will be a good block for detailing if you were able to get a good many of them, because these are going to be quite rare. Again, I'll probably reserve my conversation on how rare they are and how you get them in tomorrow's episode, but suffice it to say, you're not going to get a lot of these things. These are going to be quite rare. And to be honest, the way that we get them might change very soon in the near future, because currently we can get them from the vault. But Mojang has since hinted that we are possibly going to be getting them in a different way. That is going to be a new kind of rare challenge. A lot of people are thinking we're getting a boss for the trial chambers. I don't know about that, but we will see. For items, we have the Breeze Rod. This is an item dropped by the Breeze that can be crafted into 4 wind charges or used with the heavy core to craft the mace. So a very versatile little item here. You can get the wind charges from this item, or you can use it to craft the mace with the heavy core. The Breeze Rod, of course, further confirms that the Breeze is somehow related to the Blaze, which in my opinion means that we need one for Earth and one for Water. if we're going to round out with the classical 4 elements. But if we want to go Minecrafty with it, maybe this is something that we're going to have one for each dimension. We have the Blaze for the Nether, we have the Breeze for the Overworld. Maybe we could have a third one for the End, and it could be more End related. But then, you know, Breeze and Wind, that's not so very overworldy. So maybe the End could actually have one that's more Earth or Water related. I don't know. But it does seem like they are interested in this idea of elemental family of mobs. Since the Blaze drops Blaze Rods, the Breeze drops Breeze Rods, we just need a Rocky to drop Rocky Rods and a, I don't know what else. But it seems like this is something that they are going to explore in the future, and I'm excited to see that. The Breeze does no longer drop wind charges, but you can craft a Breeze Rod into 4 wind charges. That's really good, and I think that this is going to increase the number of wind charges you can get from the Breeze. Let's move on to the mace very briefly here, because again, I'm reserving my entire conversation about that to tomorrow's episode. The mace is a new heavy weapon to smash your enemies. Leverage the weight of this new weapon to deal additional damage the further you fall before hitting your target. Try it out by jumping down towards your target and hit them before you hit the ground. Successfully striking a target in this way will negate any damage accumulated from the fall, similar to how a wind charge works. Other entities near the struck enemy will be knocked back by the immense force of the mace. Using a mace will decrease its durability like any other weapon. Repair it with Breeze Rods at an anvil. Players can use a mace in combination with wind charges to launch up and deliver devastating smash attacks on their enemies. So guys, look, there's a lot to unpack here, and this is something that the community is currently wrestling over. It is either one of the best things that's been ever added to Minecraft or a missed opportunity, depending on who you ask. I've got my own thoughts on it, and I hope that I present them in a very balanced way tomorrow. But suffice it to say, I think this is possibly a game changer, or it's possibly something that we're going to forget about very quickly. And I would hate for that to happen. I don't want this to be another trident or another crossbow. I think it could very, very easily be another trident, unfortunately. But that's just my opinion. I will get into that tomorrow. There's a lot of opinions out there. And honestly, here's the thing. If you have a strong opinion about the mace and you are on any social media platform, especially Twitter, make sure you engage with the development, the dev team of Mojang in a very constructive way. They will take your advice. They will note it, at least. And they have already changed some features about this update heavily based on player feedback. I'm going to point to the armadillo, the wolf armor. I'm going to point to the trial chambers. I'm going to point to the vault. There have been many things that have been added in this update that they have changed somehow based on player feedback. So they will do the same thing for the mace. I highly doubt that the way the mace is currently laid out in this snapshot is the way that it's going to be implemented into the game. I foresee some heavy, no pun intended, changes to the mace before release. Now, how heavy these changes are is yet to be seen. What direction they take the mace in is yet to be seen. There are certain things about this mace I think are wonderful and do not need to be changed. Again, I'll talk about that tomorrow. But there are some things that I would like to see adjusted. That being said, again, we'll talk about that in greater detail tomorrow, but if you do have a strong opinion about something about the mace, please engage constructively with the dev team, and I think that they are going to take your advice and your opinion seriously. if you do it constructively. If you're out there calling them names and just saying dumb things, they'll probably ignore you, and honestly, they should. So engage with them constructively and express your ideas and your opinions in a positive way, and you'll be more likely to get their ear. All right, moving on from the mace for now, we'll go into the breeze. The breeze will now drop 1 to 2 breeze rods when killed by a player. The number of breeze rods dropped is affected by looting enchantments. Great, great, great change here. Wind charges are going to be far more easy to get. Last time we saw this in the breeze would drop 4 to 6 wind charges. Now, there's a chance for them, without any looting enchantments, to drop the equivalent of 8 wind charges. Since a breeze rod can be crafted into 4 wind charges, they have the chance to drop 1 to 2 breeze rods, so you can possibly get 8 wind charges. It's about double the number, and I think that you could possibly get even more with looting enchantments if you're able to get something like 3 to 4 breeze rods with a looting sword. Then you could possibly get 12 or 16 wind charges. So honestly, I think this is a fantastic change and exactly what the mace needs. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. For the pottery sherds, now I like these. Now I don't usually get excited about things like this necessarily, but I actually like these a lot. They added flow, guster, and scrape pottery sherds. And for banner patterns, they added flow and guster banner patterns. These look really great, I will say. The one especially that's really swirly looking, I really like it a lot. I think that these are going to be really great to collect, and exactly what the vault needed. The vault deserved to have its own banner patterns. I felt like it was that tier of a structure and needed to have some really, really good loot in that way. For armor trims, they added bolt, flow, armor trims, and smithing templates. Bolt can be duplicated using a copper block or waxed copper. Flow can be duplicated using a breeze rod. I really like the flow armor. It looks great. It's probably my favorite one so far, maybe other than silence, but flow is really, really great looking. Some changes to the trial chambers. They've added new chambers and variations with new challenges. They remade chamber 9 and renamed it to slanted, and they remade chamber 3 and renamed it to pedestal. Now, I haven't done any exploration in this, in these new chambers, so I'm not sure exactly what they look like, but I think that this is coming from community feedback, and, I'm glad that they are doing their best to improve the chambers. Really, really great. The pottery sherds and decorated pots have been added to the decor, structure pool. Trial spawners will now appear more frequently in the corridors. They've changed the layout of the blocks around the vaults. The loot tables of the vaults and trial chambers have been updated to address some of your inventory management issues. You will now get no more than 1 unstackable item per vault. Great change. I think that that's makes sense. You will more often get rewards which can stack together. Horse armors and saddles have been removed from the loot table. Not a bad change at all. I mean, those things are not super rare, and honestly, who uses them as much, honestly? Vaults in trial chambers can now eject wind charges. Bolt armor trim smithing template, flow armor trim smithing template, flow banner pattern, guster banner pattern, and the heavy core. So really great loot here. And we get more wind charges in addition to the ones that we get from killing the breeze. I think this is a great change to the loot table that you will encounter in the trial chambers. So overall, my impression from this is, wow, I thought that they were done. I thought that they were done when they introduced wolf armor. And then we got the wolf variants, and then we got the wind charges, and now we're getting this with a new weapon. And then probably we're going to get more because they've hinted at a new way to get the heavy core, which is going to be different somehow. I don't think that they're done with this update, which is crazy to me. This is far bigger than I thought it was going to be. I had made peace with the idea that this was going to be a very small update. It's not a small update, guys. Don't look at this update and say that this is a small update. This is a big update. I know that they haven't added a new biome, And I know that they haven't added a new terrain generation kind of thing. That is not necessary for a big update. Now, this is not a huge update. This is not like they've added a new dimension. And we haven't had that in a long time. So don't come at me with a huge update. You know, this is not a huge update. But it is a big update. This has added some things that are changing the face of Minecraft. I think the wind charges alone really are going to change the face of Minecraft. And they are going to become somewhat iconic in certain communities. The wolves have been iconic for a long time, and they've gotten a much-needed, huge facelift. So when it comes to changing the way Minecraft is going to feel and the way that you're going to engage with certain things, I would say that this is a big update and a very, very good one at that. There's not one thing that they've added to this update that I haven't at least liked a little bit. So I'm feeling very positive, as I usually do. But again, I'm feeling very positive about this, and I don't feel like I'm being unbalanced in my opinion here. Because there are some things that I wish that they would change. But I do think this is shaping up to be an excellent update. I'm just ready for them to announce the real name for it. I'm tired of calling it 1.21. Let's get a name in there and make it a good one. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Again, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where I'll talk about my thoughts on the mace in detail. Send me your questions and your comments and your ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.